One of the most interesting new technologies we've been working with recently is LiDAR. LiDAR sensors have gained a lot of notoriety from their use in automotive self-driving applications, and they've also been popular in security applications. What is LiDAR? From our perspective, it's similar to video-based people-sensing technologies, but it works pretty differently. A LiDAR sensor sends out pulses of light and then tracks the return from them, very much like radar. This active beaming strategy is what makes LiDAR unique. It isn't dependent on lighting conditions. That's partly why it's so popular in security applications. And it works really well outdoors. But LiDAR isn't just an outdoor security solution. Some of its characteristics make it quite attractive for indoor people tracking. First, LiDAR has great range. A single LiDAR sensor can cover a very large unobstructed area. We're talking a football field type area. Of course, in a cluttered factory or retail environment, you don't get anything like that kind of coverage because of blocked lines of sight. But a LiDAR sensor can often cover 5 to 10x what a typical video camera will cover. Second, LiDAR sensors paint the entire scene. That makes them ideal for things like our merchandising analytics because they can keep track of distances and display locations. Those tend to move around a lot, so being able to keep track of them in an automated way is really convenient. Third, LiDAR sensors build a point cloud that is very detailed. When positioned close to a display, the point cloud can achieve centimeter-level accuracy. Again, that makes it ideal for things like merchandising analytics when you need to analyze product touches or interactions. Finally, LiDAR tends to do a significantly better job keeping track of people in crowded environments and not confusing them with each other. That makes it more accurate for full journey tracking, all of which is pretty great. There is one big drawback to LiDAR. Individual units are a lot more expensive than a traditional measurement camera, and most LiDAR solutions also require on-prem processors. So while a single sensor might get 5x coverage to a camera, it might end up costing 8 times as much. Ultimately, the economics of LiDAR depend very much on coverage and space. Particularly when installation costs are factored in, it can be both cheaper and more effective than matrix camera. But in some spaces, it's not. The bigger and more open your space, the better the case for LiDAR in people tracking. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.